Good morning. We're starting today off cloudy, breezy, and relatively mild as temperatures have held steady or even climbed a bit overnight on the heels of a south wind, at times up to 20 miles per hour. This breeze is in response to a strong storm system tracking from the upper Midwest into southern Ontario early this morning. The storm is pushing a cold front slowly in our direction from the Great Lakes, and showers will become more numerous as we go through the morning and into the afternoon. The wind will also increase during the day and at times gust up to 25 and even 30 miles per hour toward evening. Across the higher terrain, the wind gusts will begin to exceed 30 miles per hour by this evening. We will then turn our attention to the south, where a wave of low pressure will form along the trailing cold front in the central Appalachians. This wave will become the primary storm, producing the risk for multiple hazards as it heads through central Pennsylvania and right up I-81 from Binghamton to Watertown by Christmas morning. The low will bring with it copious amounts of subtropical moisture originating from the Gulf of Mexico, and the rain will fall heavily at times overnight with areas of locally dense fog. Temperatures will surge into the 50s overnight, producing rapid melting of the moisture-laden snowpack. This, combined with the heavy rain, will increase the risk for urban and flash flooding. Flows in rivers, streams, and creeks may increase quickly, with some rising above flood stage by Friday. As a result, the flood watch has been issued through Friday afternoon for a large part of the region. The wind will also increase overnight, especially closer to the coast in southern New York and New England, and across the higher terrain, and wind gusts could reach 50 to 60 miles per hour before sunrise on Christmas morning. Wind advisories and high wind warnings have been issued with the potential for downed trees and power outages. While the rain and wind will still be issues during Christmas morning, both will begin to subside a bit as a cold front approaches from the west. High temperatures will occur first thing in the morning on Christmas, then readings will begin to fall as the wind flips around to the southwest, then the west behind the front. Rain will become more widely scattered during the afternoon as temperatures steadily drop through the 40s and 30s by the end of the day. As cold air continues to flow in on Christmas night, temperatures will drop below freezing and into the 20s. Leftover moisture will fall in the form of snow showers, which could dust the ground in many locations overnight, with some spots, especially across the higher terrain and closer to the Great Lakes, picking up a couple of inches of snow or more. There will also be some slippery spots from wet areas freezing as temperatures drop. The upper level portion of the storm will move through on Saturday, so some sunshine will give way to mostly cloudy skies, and a passing snow shower is possible, especially closer to the Great Lakes where we could even see some snow squalls. It'll be breezy and chilly with highs back into the upper 20s to around 30. More sunshine on Sunday in the lower to mid-30s before another system brings us a chance of rain and snow showers on Monday. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with freezing fog and 19 degrees on a southwest wind at 51 gusting to 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 37 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 37 degrees, the dew point 33, 86% relative humidity, a south wind at 18 gusting to 33 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.13 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City increasing clouds and breezy with rain moving in the mid-50s, Boston cloudy and breezy in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo rain and wind with early highs near 50, then temperatures drop through the 40s and into the 30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 35 degrees, the low 19, the average temperature 27, that's 1 degree above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 25.9 inches of snow for the month, which is 13.3 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 33 degrees, the average low, 18. The record high, 72, set in 2015, and the record low, 15 below zero, in 1989. Sunrise this morning, 7:24 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:26 p.m., 9 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and breezy with showers turning into a steadier rain today with highs in the upper 40s. Windy with rain, heavy at times tonight, also areas of fog with temperatures climbing into the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and breezy with showers turning into a steadier rain today, areas of fog with highs in the lower 50s. Windy with rain, heavy at times tonight, also areas of fog with temperatures climbing to near 60. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and breezy with showers turning into a steadier rain today with highs in the lower 50s. Windy with rain, heavy at times tonight, also areas of fog with temperatures climbing into the mid-50s, then falling back through the 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and breezy with showers turning into a steadier rain today, areas of fog with highs in the lower 50s. Windy with rain, heavy at times tonight, also areas of fog with temperatures staying in the 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy. Also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with showers turning into a steadier rain today. Areas of fog with highs in the lower 50s. Windy with rain, heavy at times tonight. Also areas of fog with temperatures climbing through the 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, temperatures in the 50s to start with rain, then scattered showers, the wind coming out of the west, dropping temperatures back through the 40s and 30s during the day with scattered snow showers and heavier squalls toward the Great Lakes. Partly sunny with scattered snow showers on Saturday, highs in the upper 20s to around 30. A mix of sun and clouds, mid-30s on Sunday. A chance of rain and snow showers Monday in the upper 30s. And back to the upper 20s with a chance of snow showers on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.